Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he expects to announce a Supreme Court nominee Friday or Saturday after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's memorial services out of respect. He tells Fox and Friends he's down to five choices.
We're looking for somebody who's brilliant, really understands the law, and abides by the Constitution, and a good person. We're looking for a good person.
Democrats in Congress plan to fight the nomination, but they don't control the Senate, as Republicans did when President Obama's nominee was refused a hearing in 2016, and still do. A woman accused of trying to send poison to President Trump's in Border Patrol custody.
A Canadian national who'd been kicked out of the U.S. before was arrested Sunday as she tried to cross into Buffalo, New York. She's believed to be responsible for an envelope with rice in, addressed to President Trump, that was intercepted last week before it reached the White House.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. It is the last day of summer. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix, nice breeze, high in the middle 70s. We should be pleasantly cool tonight with a low temperature in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-70s should be dry as the fall season officially begins. Upper 50s again on Tuesday night. We'll add in a small rain chance Wednesday as we head towards the upper 70s. Then a better chance of some tropical showers and maybe some thunderstorms Thursday and Friday as we monitor the future progress of that tropical system in the western Gulf states. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hello, this is Chase, General Manager of Second Chance Auto Sales in the capital city of Montgomery, Alabama. When it comes to advertising our business, Blue Water Broadcasting is our number one choice. We have used Blue Water for several years, and they have definitely helped increase traffic into our business. I definitely recommend giving Blue Water a call for all your marketing needs.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At P PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
And views from 9 till noon.
Nothing but blue sky.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. How beautiful is it outside?
Absolutely gorgeous.
It feels fantastic.
Top down today?
Oh, yeah. That's why I have the jacket on, though.
Hey, looking good, Blazer man.
Appreciate that. I don't mind that moniker.
It should be.
I think you're making fun of me, but, you know, I like
it. It's not. I'm complimentary.
Oh, you're just complimenting me.
Yes. And you had that little scarf thing you had on earlier? Ascot?
It's a mask.
Well, to me, it looks like it's part of your dress there. And it looks good. It matches. It looks very good.
Yeah.
Like Charles Nelson Reilly always had that thing in his pocket.
Who's that?
Never mind. You ask Jack. Ask Jack who that is.
Ask Jack who Charles Nelson Reilly is?
Yeah.
All right, I will. As soon as Jack comes on the program, again, 272-9228, 272-9228. This hour of news and views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So, it's been something I've noticed around my neighborhood. Maybe you've noticed it in your neighborhood. Maybe you're taking part in the Jesus 2020 campaign.
Yeah.
Now, this has actually gone nationwide, and it started here in Alabama at Sanfi Memorial Baptist Church in Raymer. It was several women there at the Memorial Baptist Church in Raymer, a town about 20 miles south here in Montgomery. They got together to talk about ideas for ways to make people feel included in church despite the coronavirus lockdown. Martha Sykes, an elementary school teacher, suggested yard signs encouraging people to take a stand for Jesus. Quote, "We just decided we would start a campaign for Jesus so people could see it and be a part of it," said Joyce Hubbard. She's a lifelong member of the church there in Raymer and also works as utilities manager in Raymer. Hubbard then hit upon the idea of using election-style red, white, and blue Jesus 2020 campaign signs. "We don't see Jesus' name out there," she said. "We're going to put him out there. He's the one that doesn't lie to you, who keeps his promise. Unlike politicians, Jesus can be trusted all the time," she said. "He's already the winner. We want people to elect him to be the leader in their life. It's not political, not denominational. We're not trying to swing anyone's vote." People have speculated about ulterior motives in attempting to affect the race between Trump and Biden. "We're trying to keep politics out of this." Amen to that.
Thank you.
And of course, the people who are so addle-minded from having politics, too much politics on the brain, and trust me, I know what it means to be addle-minded from having too much politics on the brain.
Right.
I've suffered from that condition. So this is, I think, a great idea. And I wonder,
too, man.
How many folks? I've seen several in my neighborhood.
Dude, he is winning. Jesus is winning the yard sign war.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I see it every. And in fact, I've had several people ask me on where to get them because they didn't know where. They seem to be popping up.
Well, they've given away over 7,000 signs, and this actually, what I'm reading from here, is old, so I'm sure it's much more than that. Wells Printing here in Montgomery has set up a Jesus 2020 website that takes direct orders, and they've sold more than 30,000.
Wow.
30,000 yard signs nationwide at $6 each. They've been documented in yards from California and Washington to on the West Coast to Ohio and Illinois and Pennsylvania, Maryland, New York. They've been spotted, these signs, Jesus 2020, in Nevada, Idaho, North Carolina, and South Carolina. They are probably on display in most states in the continental United States with help from churches of all denominations buying in bulk and distributing the signs. That, I mean, I think it's a great idea. And there are a lot of folks who wonder, what is this? Well, it's just a nice message in the midst of the political turmoil. Jesus 2020. Welcoming into the show now, my good co-host, Jack Campbell. Jack, how are you? You're muted.
$20, show me.
I can't hear you, Jack. Yeah, unmute it, please.
Hey, Jack.
Holding. Hold, please. All right.
Still a little muted there, buddy.
Yeah, we can't hear you at all. I don't know. Oh, there it is.
Now.
There it is.
You need to flip that. Jay messed with that switch over the weekend, and you're real echoey.
Okay. I've got you on the wrong...
Got you on the wrong pod?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we need to change that over. But if you can hear me just for the time being...
I can. You can do it at the break.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. We were just talking... I mean, for the first hour, we talked a lot about the Ruth Bader Ginsburg... her death, her passing, and now the vacancy on the Supreme Court. It looks like President Trump, Mitch McConnell, and many, many Republicans in the Senate want to get done as soon as possible. And
what are your feelings about that?
I think they should. I think they should move forward. They have the power. They have the right. I don't know if it'll get done before Election Day. I just don't have enough information to know whether or not they can pull that off. But McConnell seems confident.
I think it's going to be very hard for him to do it. And I'm almost against it, but the more I thought about it, I thought, what the hell, go for it.
Right. The Democrats would go for it.
Yeah, the shoe was on the other foot.
Yeah.
They'd be cramming it down our throats.
And they're going to try to hold it up at all costs.
Right.
If you thought the Kavanaugh hearings were a circus, get ready.
That's what I'm saying. They could literally put Ruth Bader Ginsburg up right now again.
We're going to need those Jesus 2020 signs.
Oh, yeah.
After this hearing, because it is going to get crazy.
Those are Trump voters.
Oh, you think so? I was just laying out, it's from a church actually in Raymer, Memorial Baptist Church in Raymer, that came up with the idea, and it's now gone nationwide.
I see them everywhere.
Yeah, me too.
And it's actually an apolitical message. It's just about reminding people in these troubled times, make Jesus the leader of your life, no matter who's leading the country. But I wouldn't be surprised to see some overlap between the Trump vote and the Jesus 2020 signs. But who knows? There are things, I think, more important than politics. Shocking, I might say that, but I think they're really
enough.
I'll put it this way. Murkowski and Collins of Alaska and Maine, they have both come out over the weekend and said they're not going to vote for a new nominee before the election. I think even Murkowski said before.
I think for Susan Collins, it might be problematic if she did. But Murkowski, Alaska's not as left-wing as she would make you believe, you know?
Not at all.
Eddie was telling me at the beginning of the show, though, Jack, he has a lot of friends up there in Alaska.
Yeah, still a lot of friends up there.
And she's unpopular for reasons that aren't just party politics. She's unpopular because it's her.
It's her, and
people
also
are tired of her.
The way she got the job, she basically was given the job from her dad.
Yeah.
And she just hasn't lived up to his, you know, what other people had him in office for. She's kind of gone a different route.
Right. So I think she's just in trouble no matter what happens with the Supreme Court here. But I was telling you last night, Jack, watch out for Pierre Delecto. That's CLB. Mitt Romney is going to probably do the honorable thing in the most disgraceful way possible and once again prove he's an incredible loser and so graceful while doing it. Oh, my goodness.
I guarantee you that if he pulls those shenanigans, it's going to cost him the election next time because I think people are sick of him.
Right. Well, and it's like John McCain possessed Mitt Romney's body once Romney became part of the Senate. Like, they took him into some back chamber, and there was some, you know, poltergeist that occurred, and now John McCain's back, but he looks like Mitt Romney.
I was
going to
say, John McCain is back in the body of Mitt Romney, bad as it is.
So we'll see, but they're moving as quick as possible. Amy Comey Barrett is being hailed a lot. She was a front runner back when Trump picked Kavanaugh. So we shall see.
Yeah. I would think she would certainly be in the mix.
Do you have a problem with the president saying it's going to be a woman?
No, I don't. But I don't think he ought to back himself in the corner. But, right. I mean, I think everybody expects that because of Ruth having been there. I mean, he doesn't have to do it, of course, but I just think it probably does make sense.
Now, you're old enough, and I'm saying that with all due respect, Jack. You're old enough to remember probably a time before the term Bort.
Hold on just a minute.
Okay, well, all right then. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's see who this is on the phone. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris, guys.
Hey, Chris, how are
you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I find it kind of weird, though, that we pick a Supreme Court justice based on their sexual orientation. I mean, it should be the best person for the job, which, you know, it can be a woman.
I don't think it's sexual orientation.
Well, nowadays it is.
Yeah, well, I'm like you. I kind of really wish we should be always going for the best person for the job. But I really think, he's kind of painted himself into a corner. But
so they should have asked, like, Brett Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Sotomayor and Kagan, what's your kink before they voted for him? I mean,
that's right, man. Yeah. That's 2020, bud.
Well, that's how John Roberts probably is in so much trouble. There's a picture of him with a goat somewhere, and they keep making him vote certain ways.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, old John, he's a compromised person, it seems like. I just, Mitt Romney, this guy is absolutely horrific. I mean, he's terrible. You know, the irony is Bain Capital had a office in Ukraine, and I'm not so sure he's not connected to all the Ukraine shenanigans that was going on. I think he's a pretty compromised human being himself, especially after his poor performance during the election. I mean, he had Obama in a corner and just let off for some reason. No one could figure that out why.
The cash money.
You know? Yeah, I guess, man. I don't really know. But the stuff. Now, there's a lady that I think DeSantis is pushing down in Florida as a possible nominee, and I forgot her dang name now, but she could be a potential candidate for him. I just, the bottom line is, though, it's just, you know, the rumors going around as far as Nancy Pelosi saying they're going to try another impeachment scheme. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah. I heard her threat. I heard Nancy saying, well, we'll impeach him. Good morning. Good morning. I'm not operating correctly this morning, but we'll impeach his orange butt.
Okay, Bobby.
It's just, it's so over the top. Yeah, and you don't have the Senate, so you're not going to convict him of anything. And you're going to impeach him for executing a constitutional duty and right and power? This seems ridiculous. I mean,
well, Democrats would tell us that elections have consequences, right? So elections do have consequences. You should have not had the orange man, shouldn't have won, and he won. The Supreme Court, I think, is going to fire a lot of people up, especially if he does pick a woman and they try to slander her as bad as they did Kavanaugh, which was absolutely disgusting. That really, had, I think, turned away a lot of people. You know, we can't have an honest debate, an honest review of somebody's legislative, I mean, judicial record without smearing them all over the place and using lowbrow politics. But that's where we are today, unfortunately. You know, those days are long gone.
Well, and that's something I want to get into with Jack here. I got to run, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, okay, have a good day.
Jack, what I was going to bring up with you, and we can really get into this after this break, is you're old enough to remember the days before the term Bort was a term. Yeah, it goes back to Robert Bork.
Bork.
Yeah. And I would want to get into, after this break, how this the Supreme Court nominations and the dynamics, the politics around it have changed in, say, the last few decades, and how partisan, how divided it has become. I'd love to get into that conversation because, I mean, you've seen a good bit of this. And
hold on. Sorry.
All right. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing. That's chiropractor Dr. Tom. He's located at 75928 Tallahassee Highway up there in Wetumpka. So if you're in the Wetumpka area and you need a great chiropractor to help you fix all those aches and pains that ail you, maybe a literal pain in your neck, maybe your back locks up, especially as the weather gets colder in the morning. It's just a Herculean effort to stand up. Yeah, maybe your knees are troubling you.
Yeah.
Dr. Tom has the experience and the means and methods to be able to treat your aches and pains, short of, you know, the more drastic measures of surgery and pharmaceuticals. Now, see what a great, skilled, experienced chiropractor like Dr. Tom Pershing can do for you. Call him at 514-7600 to set up your first appointment. He'll get your history, what's bothering you, start with that initial treatment, and then schedule several treatments to make sure they could fix, Dr. Tom can fix, what is ailing you. Again, that number, 514-7600, 514-7600. When you do call Dr. Tom, be sure to tell him Joey from News & Views sent you. More News & Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Blue skies smiling at me.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tonight, Fox Premier Week kicks off with a night of women who are strong, smart, and not afraid to kick your first. Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba partner up for the broadcast premiere of LA's Finest.
LAPD, time's up.
Then, Kim Cattrall stars in TV's most deliciously soapy new drama, Filthy Rich.
I've dealt with a lot of bastards to get where I am. These three will be no different.
Tonight on Fox 20.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
How you doing?
Can you...
doing okay.
Yeah. Did the audio change over for you?
No.
It didn't?
Wait a minute. Talk some more.
Yeah. Hello. I changed the microphone setting.
Talk in the studio without being on the microphone.
All right. Well, let me play something for you.
What makes you think she's a witch? Well, she turned me into a newt. A newt. I got better. Burn already!
Could you hear that, Josh?
Yeah, I can hear that fine.
Okay, then we're good. I just had to switch something over from the weekend, folks. 272-9228. One of your favorite people, Jack, is on the line. We have the one, the only, Barbara, or Babs, as some might call her.
Babs.
I love me some... Hey, Babs.
Gentlemen. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm great. Best to listen to y'all. My only comment is, don't you think President Trump has been preparing for this for the last 3.5 years?
Oh, yes.
To appoint somebody?
Yes, I wonder how much deep vetting has been done, but I think President Trump looks really good in that he anticipated having to fill a seat and put out his big list of people and call on Biden to do the same, and Biden has not done that.
Who cares what Biden? Anyway, that was just my comment. I'm quite sure he has looked and vetted or whatever they call it, and he's got somebody perfect in mind for it. So anyway, I love the show. What did you say the name of the company was that were printing those Jesus 2020 signs?
Let me pull it up real quick. Need to figure that out here. Wells Printing here in Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you. They're right there at Bell Road.
I listen to this show every day. I just usually, I've told you before, I'm usually getting ready to go somewhere. I'm getting ready to go to an exercise class. So, but I listen all the time. I love it. I love this whole station. And, Jack, I love all your comments. Great guy.
Thank you, love bug.
Bye.
Thank you, Butch.
Bye, Babs. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, boy, it's nice. The weather's nice, isn't it?
Man. It really is. It really is.
Got out and worked in my yard the other day. Didn't even break a sweat. Just get out there. Have you built-in air conditioning outside?
Yeah, I actually had to wear a shirt.
Yeah, yes. I got up early this morning and let my dog out, and it was a little nippy out there. But, hey, y'all have probably seen it, but I'm kind of, you know, over the weekend I saw it. I don't pay much attention to the political ads, but old Dougie there, Mr. Jones, running that ad talking about the fake news of Trump calling veterans losers, which was proven not to be true. And now he's got it in his ad and blaming Tuberville.
Yeah.
And include him in it. What kind of loser ad is that? Who did that?
It's desperate. Just desperate.
Screams of desperation.
I don't know what consultant in Washington that Doug has hired. I haven't heard.
Dumb and Dumber.
But to take fake news and make an ad out of it and run it, and everybody knows it's fake, and they dropped it like a hot potato when they found out it was, and now he's using it. I mean, I agree with you. He knows he's just got a little while longer, and he's gone. He's going to get crushed.
Yeah, and he also, because of those key votes on impeachment, on abortion bills and the like, and just given the team he's on, as people mobilize here for a presidential year, it makes sense that Tuberville's to lose, I'll put it that
way.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah, that was really crap. Anyway, well, here we go again with something else to keep us. As soon as I saw they post that she died, I said, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if he can get somebody in there and get it done, it's going to be nice for the Supreme Court for a while, and it's just going to burn those Democrats up, man. They can't. At least he's got a woman he's appointing, so they can't bring all these women in and say they were raped.
I don't know. You never know.
Never know.
It'll be, they're going to have to, it'll be interesting to, if when it gets to the confirmation, how the Democrats are going to handle this now with all this meeting. I mean, that's going to be very interesting. They're going to really have to walk on eggshells.
I'm wondering if you're Doug Jones and you're looking at polls and you know you're going to lose. How do you keep going? It's tough.
I'm like you, Jack.
Doug's not worried. He's got him a job lined up already. You know what I'm talking about.
I hope he's got a golden parachute.
Well, he should just start drinking wine with his bacon and eggs in the morning. It'll work out all right. Enjoy yourself.
I'm sure he made some connections up in there in D.C., and he's got a nice little lobbyist job, something going on.
Yeah, brunch every morning.
That's right.
Bloody Marys and breakfast beers. It'll be a much more entertaining race that way.
I love the idea of breakfast beers.
And when he becomes a rich lobbyist, it'll be wonderful.
He can thank our governor for his job, for his money.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty, you know, you're right about that. The more I think about how she changed that election, the madder I get.
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't do a bit of good to get mad.
Well, y'all ready to wear your mask for another 6 months?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Now, it's becoming one of those rules where if you have any little bit of privacy, then you're not following those rules. Like, well, it's like prohibition.
Hey, Joey, it's getting to the point now where people, it's people see what's happening, and now they don't even, you know, they don't even pay attention to it. I went to the Prattville game the Friday night, and the people wore their mask in there. And as soon as they went through the gate, they took them off. Got them.
Yeah. I went to a restaurant last night, ate with this joker here, Jack Campbell. And as we're walking,
yes, we did.
And as I'm, you know, you
it
walk
was just
in,
lovely.
Yeah, it was. You walk in and you wear a mask, and then as soon as you sit down, you pull it down. And it's like
so stupid.
It just seems over the top.
Right and, there with putting
well, the COVID. They just the COVID.
Stupid.
Well, it's just. Did y'all see that little clip of the town hall with Joe Biden, where as soon as the he thought the program was over, he takes his mask off and walks up to.
Yeah,
Anderson, right in front of him. What a joke!
Well, did you see the young female reporter for CNN? I believe she's from Prattville, Caitlin, and she was asking Kayleigh McEnany all these tough questions about the president and masks and not wearing masks at rallies. It's actually a peaceful protest, Caitlin. Excuse me. They can do what they want. Freedom of speech, you know.
Hmm.
But as soon as she gets done asking all the tough questions, thinks the cameras are off. Oh, the CNN reporter, Caitlin's mask comes right off, and she's right in the other reporter's faces talking with them.
But the camera's off.
You know.
COVID only attacks when the camera's on.
It's all for show. I noticed that Walmart has taken down all their barricades now and stuff. And I noticed people in the store, I see more and more people in their shop without masks just walking right in.
Publix finally removed, you know how they had one-way aisles?
Oh, Lord, have they corrected that?
Yeah, Publix finally removed that. It was like,
nobody's ventilators.
Yeah, nobody's listening to that.
I can't arrest them all.
Yeah, it's got to the... If people want to do it, they feel better. If you feel like maybe you might have something or something like that, that's fine. But it's getting to the point now where people are not taking it serious anymore because they're tired of all the bull crap, and they're just going to do what they want to do. And if she comes out, which I think in another 5 days, she's going to come out and say, well, we're going to get extended to November 31st, and then she's going to come out in November, and we're going to, you know, and keep doing it. And people are just going to say, you know, forget it, old lady. We're not listening to you anymore. So,
well, but
and Dr. Harrison just...
I went up the wrong way one time. It was like when they first put the signs up.
Yeah.
And this woman yells at me who worked there, you're going the wrong way, you're going the wrong way. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Such a rebel, Jack.
Yeah, I did that when I went into Walmart just to get people, just to be joking about it. Every time I went down the aisle, you know, I'd see somebody come the wrong way. Oh, you're on the wrong way. Halt. You're going the wrong way. Turn around.
No.
Then I'd laugh.
Jim,
and laugh.
I got to ask Jack here, Jim. Jack, when somebody, you know, harangues you in that manner, when it's a normal little thing like that, do you ever show them some sympathy leg?
It was out plain as day. She didn't give a damn. She just started hollering at me, and I said, what the hell are you talking about? These aisles are one way going that way. I'm like, oh, okay. And nobody told me a thing.
Hey, Jack, do you have one
hilarious.
Of those?
It was hilarious.
Jack, do you have one of those? Do you have one of those titanium legs like Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah, at the bottom, it's like a pipe. But that didn't stop her from raising hell with me. I was like, "My God, lady!"
No compassion.
Well,
I didn't really know her. I mean, she obviously works there, but boy, she raised hell with me.
Hey, this is SEC football week, folks.
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
Football's some good games this weekend.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jim. You have a good day.
Take care, Jim.
Okay, one thing real quick. For all you Ole Miss fans out there, go Gators. We're going to drub you.
Oh.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
All right.
On War Eagle.
He was a little confident, don't you think?
Well, that's what we do here in the South. We watch football and we brag about it.
That's right.
Well, that's, what's his name? Is the new coach over there. What's his name? old Lane Kiffin.
Oh, really?
He's going
old baby face.
He's at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he won't be there.
He's at Ole Miss and Mike. Yeah, he used to be at Texas Tech.
Mike Leach.
Mike Leach is at. He's over at Mississippi State. So I think those guys are going to be very competitive.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Weekend of college football.
I texted Mike Leach over the weekend, and I said, well, I know you're about to start football, and I just wanted to wish you well, and we're happy you're in the SEC. And he said, well, I'll just say this. We scrimmaged yesterday, and we let me just say this. We have a very long way to go.
I've noticed that with NFL games. Like people, teams.
Well, he's smart to set his expectations low, which the Trump people ought to do about Biden, but what the hell?
No, seriously, so far with the NFL season, you can tell these guys didn't have much of a preseason. And number one, there are a lot of injuries.
Getting hurt left and right, yeah.
And also, it's been defensive games. This week got a little better, week two. But it's been mostly defensive slugouts because, knockout dragouts. Slugfest, because, when the offense can't hum and run efficiently, I hope that's not the same with college football, because mistakes are even more so there.
Yeah, I know in college ball, there was a team last week that took a beating, and their coach said, well, we hadn't been hitting in practice. Obviously, that was a mistake.
Yeah, well, there you go. 272-9228, 272-9228.
I'll give you a clue.
This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Now, Troop Booth is a specialist expert when it comes to fine antique and estate jewelry. He's learned that expertise as part of the 40-year family business, but also he's trained at the Gemological Institute of America. It's because of his expertise, Troop Booth's, that he can offer you top dollar for those items, those jewelry, fine antique jewelry items you bring into him. But he can also offer you incredible prices, incredible discounts on fine antique jewelry he is selling to you. So if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth, whether it's finished pieces with gold and diamonds, those you can get truly top dollar for, but you can also get a pretty penny for those so-called scrap jewelry pieces. Mm-hmm. It might look like junk, but it's still worth something, folks. It's as simple as calling Troop Booth at 260-0066, 260-0066. Set up an appointment to sell some items to him. Bring in those items. He'll give you an appraisal. And if you agree to the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. You can also set up an appointment to buy from Troop Booth or go to the website at heirloomjewelersal.com. Thank you again to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
Eddie Bader in the house.
We'll die for you, Joey.
Well, thank you for that, Eddie. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. It is the last day of summer. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix, nice breeze, high in the middle 70s. We should be pleasantly cool tonight with a low temperature in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-70s should be dry as the fall season officially begins. Upper 50s again on Tuesday night. We'll add in a small rain chance Wednesday as we head towards the upper 70s. Then a better chance of some tropical showers and maybe some thunderstorms Thursday and Friday as we monitor the future progress of that tropical system in the western Gulf states. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Man, I want Trump to be president again and again just because of the things he says like that. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
He knows how to get the conversation started, Joey.
He really does. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, the whole team there, Madeline, they're all helping out those folks looking to refinance their home or buy their very first home. Folks, if you currently are a homeowner and you have not looked into refinancing your current mortgage, then give Alabama Home Mortgage a call, because if you don't, you're leaving money on the table.
Big time.
You know, last week we got a couple of calls, actually, from Ronnie talking about how much money he was saved by the fine folks at Alabama Home Mortgage. What did he say, like $250 a month?
A month. A month,
that's
Joey.
A lot of money. He's downplaying it. I'm like, no, $250 a month's a good chunk of change right there.
But not only that, how often in your lifetime or anybody's lifetime have they got a gift for their mortgage closing people? That doesn't happen. I mean, he was so
impressed.
He was so impressed with the level of service and happy with the level of service he got. He reached out and got him a gift.
There you go. There you go. So, folks, before you call some big bank or credit union, before you use some fancy pants app, no, go with the local choice. Go with a great wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. Alabama Home Mortgage cannot be beat on having the absolute lowest rates in town. Several of our listeners have really called Alabama Home Mortgage friends, not just, you know, people they work with. And Ronnie proved that rule last week. But again, also, if you're looking to buy your very first home, Kim Williams can walk you through that home buying process. All of this is as simple and easy as calling Alabama Home Mortgage today. It's a quick, easy conversation. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. And why call Alabama Home Mortgage? Because, folks, there is
a difference in mortgage lenders.
Thank you for that, Jack
you
Campbell.
Better know that.
So, Jack, I'm glad you're back. Because
you.
When, in your mind, do you think the Supreme Court became so politicized? When did it become as toxic as the current environment, especially like what we saw with the Kavanaugh hearings?
I think Lyndon kind of stacked it. Roosevelt stacked it. And that always got in everybody's craw. But I remember when Nixon appointed Rehnquist. Oh, my God, the left-wingers went nuts. And I thought, what? You know, I was a young kid, and I'm like, what's the big damn deal about Supreme Court? Well, little did I know, it is a damn, I mean, it is crazy.
Yes, right.
And that kind of started it, as I remember, but it probably was long before that. Because, see, Lyndon Johnson picked a black guy. He picked, what the hell is his name? I can't remember his name. A very scholarly guy. And he picked an old Politico named Abe Fortas. And I'm trying to think what happened to Abe Fortas, because it seems to me that he didn't finish out his term. He might have gotten involved in some shenanigans. But, you know, I think some of the right wingers were like real upset when he picked Abe Fortas. because he was kind of like, he isn't that qualified.
And you were trying to think of, I believe, Thurgood Marshall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty good guy. I mean, he was very qualified, as I remember, but people thought, hey, Fortis, God, what a joke.
Do you think the whole mythology around Robert Bork, however you want to say it, was as much of a turning point as people make it out to be?
Well, yeah, because that, I mean, usually people might have to go through a tough time to get confirmed, but generally people say, okay, well, we'll confirm him, but not him.
Right.
That poor guy.
Right.
I mean, they dragged his ass through the mud.
And we've talked about the Clarence Thomas hearing before, especially Hal Heflin's role in that. Like, oh, sorry, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to pull out this chicken wing, but I'm hungry.
Yes, now, Miss, what was that?
Anita Hill, yeah.
Anita Hill. Now, Miss Hill, you was describing something like you compared something to a Coca-Cola can. She was, of course, talking about the girth of the man that they were trying to consider to be Supreme Court Justice. And I don't know how all that started. Maybe, you know, they had him out as some guy that stalked women and all this stuff. And I don't think they ever proved it, but anyway.
Well, it's a pretty simple playbook. You can't call Clarence Thomas racist, though I'm sure people have. By the way, I would highly suggest, Jack, I watched the documentary that Larry Elder, conservative talk host, put together, mm-hmm. Uncle Tom, and it is a fantastic mm-hmm. movie. Really made me miss Herman Cain. He's featured heavily in that movie, and it's a very good, eye-opening film. Not that long. You can get it on their website, and I highly recommend it. Because at one point in the documentary, they go into Clarence Thomas. And if you really think about it, Clarence Thomas has been a giant of American jurisprudence.
Yeah.
Now,
oh my God, absolutely.
But he doesn't get to the left. He's dead to them. Like he, you know.
I mean, that's how he is. He is not fake at all. And I know a lot of stuff about him because my friend Deborah Miller, her daughter clerked for Clarence Thomas, and absolutely thought the world of it. And he likes to get in his motorhome and ride around the country when they're not in session.
Yeah.
And he likes to go to, quote, joints, like bars joints? And like you and I were talking last night,
Joey.
Oh, so
like little dives and diners and, you know, barbecue places and little holes in the wall. Yeah, that sounds like a good way to be in the twilight of life, to just travel the country.
Well, I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And I think if Trump gets reelected, Jack, of course, his replacement of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think, is going through by Republicans one way or another, whether it's before Election Day or not. I think they will do it during a lame duck. But let's say Trump does get reelected, the Republicans hold, if not gain, seats in the Senate, then I could see Clarence Thomas retiring so they could fill another seat. Because Clarence is getting up there in years. And also, Breyer's...
Well, actually, He's kind of made it known that he wants to retire.
Right.
But, you know, I guess he should have to let Trump have an appointment, because if that idiot Biden gets in there, oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, and Justice Breyer's no spring chicken either.
Mm-mm.
He's in his early
days. No, Breyer and who was another Bush appointee? Breyer and
Alito?
No, Alito, I think, was Bush. I think.
Yeah.
Breyer. When I'm live with his mama, was that Breyer?
I don't know.
Everybody made a big deal about that.
How you live with your mama?
272-9228. Oh, but I'm sure you would love to see this news, Jack, that Hillary Clinton has weighed in on the vacancy now after the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Hillary had to say. You know, we're doing a lot of these Zoom calls. Like, you know, we're talking over a internet video feed at this moment. And, you know, your kitchen looks pretty natural. It looks like, you know, the kitchen Jack Campbell would be in.
Right.
Every time I see Hillary Clinton in one of these Zoom videos, I just feel like there's a tentacle that's going to, like, reach out in the middle of it. Like start, you know, scratching the side of her face. And like,
she's
I don't know.
She's the damn bad penny that shows up everywhere. And people really don't care what she says.
Nope.
I think her day has passed for relevancy.
Well, she went on Meet the Press this weekend, so some idiots think she's relevant. And here's the quote. Our institutions are being basically undermined by the lust for power. Power for personal gain in the case of the president, or power for institutional gain in the case of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, at the cost of ensuring that our institutions withstand whatever the political winds might be. Man, that's rich. That's rich coming from Hillary Clinton. The lust for power is undermining our institutions.
And everybody's going, what the hell did all that mean? You know?
Well, it's not
kinda like that woman yelling at me at the damn Publix. People are thinking, what is she talking about?
You're going the wrong way, sir.
Oh, I mean, man. Really?
Really? You feel like you need to say something to Jack Campbell? Really?
Right.
Come on.
Well, I mean, she had every right, but she was just very ugly about it. I did not appreciate it.
272-9228. I think you're right, Jack. Nobody cares what Hillary Clinton has to say anymore.
Except for Hillary.
No,
well, and a few of the diamonds,
they really don't care. And it's kind of pitiful for her.
Jesus.
Because she came so close and couldn't make it.
Yeah, she's very much.
And believe me, there is, I do believe, deep down, a big rivalry between her and her husband.
Oh, of course.
Because she's the smarter of the two.
Yep.
But he's the slicker of the two.
Really?
Well, we got to hit a break here. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Shop the end of summer clearance sale at Cafco Outlet. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale pricing on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans. Sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games. Plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Policy and clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368 and Equal Housing Lender. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Is this a different gym than earlier?
This is, I don't think so.
Gym. Jim, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Gino.
Oh, Gino. Hey, Gino.
Hey, Gino.
Good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm good. Handsome Jack, how are you doing?
He's not rolled back into the picture yet, Gino.
Oh. Well, you know, you can get a job on a fishing boat for 6 months, you're an apprentice baiter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And after 6 months, you become a masturbator.
That's right.
Right. You've mastered that skill.
Take care.
Thank you.
Later, Gino.
Wisdom from my elders. I always appreciate that. 272-9228. 272-9228. Yeah, I think if the Republicans don't move, if that CLB, Mitt Romney, doesn't actually grow a pair and go along with the team. But mark my words, folks, if anybody's going to break ranks, it's going to be Mitt Romney. Now, I think some of this is just sheer vindictiveness. Oh, you can't say he's such a good family man. Do you not remember early on in the Trump administration?
Okay.
Where Trump is looking for his Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sort of publicly, you know, putting out the candidates for the position.
Chris Christie.
You know, he did that, and he's done this with every position. He'll kind of float people out in the press, see how the response is. But do you remember he went to a steakhouse, and they took a picture, and here comes Jack back. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
How you doing?
We're talking about, you know, Mitt Romney will probably be the only one to break ranks. And do you remember back when Trump is looking for a Secretary of State, right when he's elected? Where he invites Mitt Romney.
I certainly know what you're about to say.
Yeah, he invites Romney to the steakhouse, and they have this little photo op. And the way Romney looks in that photo is so emasculated. Like, he has been called on the carpet. Like, what did you do, Mitt? What did you do? I mean, I'm sure you've seen those cute golden retriever videos where they've torn something up, and then you catch them in the act, and they get all droopy-eyed. Like, I'm sorry. That was Romney in that photo. And I think Trump just tried to embarrass him, and it worked.
Well, do you think that he ever thought he had a chance? I think when he went to interview, I think he thought it, and then he put two and two together.
Right, right. I don't think he expected the public displays, let's just say.
Right.
Oh, man, it was horrible. But, I mean, I loved it because he's such a jerk. And, and here's the thing. He never forgave Trump for that. Just like when Trump said about John McCain, I don't like it when people get captured.
Right. I was saying at the beginning of the show with Rich Thomas, Jack, that, you know, Paul Revere, what did he do? He rode a horse, said the British were coming. And, you know, if that's what it takes to be a hero, you know, I like heroes that don't ride horses.
I like heroes that don't get captured. And that pissed old McCain off.
And
he never forgave him.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I thought that it was actually a pretty effective way of dealing with the prestige. Like, no person ever uses what is truly heroic acts as a shield in politics to be immune from criticism. Nobody ever does.